Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Jaden. I have Shalina Tillman on the phone to transfer to you. Shellena. And then Tillman, Tillman. And would you like her phone number?
I have 305-432-0068.
Yes, sir. I'm transferring her now.
Thank you.
Ms. Tillman, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Hi.
Thank you.
Shalina?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Jaden. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line.
Okay.
Did you ever use hair relaxer, ma'am?
Yes.
And after using hair relaxer, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. And again, I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yeah, and how do we go about that?
So basically, we're just going to go, we're going to fill out an intake today. I'm going to speak to with you about your experience, how long you used the product for, when you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, where you were treated for it, which doctors treated you. And then in 24 to 48 hours, the attorneys are going to reach out to you and they're going to begin filing your claim.
Okay.
Awesome. I shouldn't
So basically, what I just went over with her.
Oh, yes, but a little bit more in depth. This is going to save you and the attorneys a lot of time in their introduction call. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Perfect. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Correct.
Perfect. And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with a type of cancer after using hair relaxer?
Ovarian cancer.
Yeah, I'm very, very sorry about that. And thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this.
You're welcome.
We'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what was the date of your diagnosis with cancer?
August of 22.
August 2022. Do you know the day by chance? Or just roughly?
The 20th something, 24th to 26th.
I could put 24th. I have 08/24/2022 for date of diagnosis.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then can I have the name of the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
Homestead Hospital. Baptist Health Homestead Hospital.
Perfect. And so Baptist Health Homestead Hospital on 975 Baptist Way, Homestead, Florida, 33033?
Yes.
Awesome. And then the phone number I found online is 786-243-8000.
I'm not sure if the number is the same, but I can probably look it up.
Is there any number you want me to put down? Or you would rather?
No, that's fine. If you put that number up, that's fine.
Okay. Perfect. And I just want to confirm with you. Do you know the name of the doctor that treated you or diagnosed you?
Dr. Darren Salinger.
Dr. Darren Salinger?
Yes.
And that was Darren Salinger?
Yes.
And this was the doctor that diagnosed you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And thank you for confirming. So the
You're welcome.
the diagnosing doctor I have is Dr. Darren Salinger, DarrenSalinger. And then the
Yes.
address for the address for Baptist Health Homestead Hospital. The address is 975 Baptist Way, Homestead, Florida 33033.
Yes.
And then the phone number I found online is 786-243-8000.
Yes, that's actually been a number for years.
Okay, got you. Perfect. It's the number I found online, so it's, yeah, probably just the original. And then you said you were diagnosed in Florida?
Yes.
Just 1 second, I'm sorry. Okay, perfect. And again, thank you for confirming. I'm very, very sorry about this. Thank you for taking the time to speak
You're
to me
welcome.
About this matter.
Nope.
Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
After being diagnosed?
Oh, no. So did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Okay. No worries. And on average, how many times per year did you say that you would, or would you say that you used hair relaxer?
About 6.
6 times per year?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
April 20th, 1985.
April 20th, 1985, 04-20-1985?
Yes.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then if I may ask, do you know if anyone else in your family was ever using hair relaxer or was ever affected in any way? Like any friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, relatives, anyone else that you know that was also using hair relaxer products?
I know a lot of people were using them, but stopped. But I don't know if anyone else was, like, affected by it.
Okay, and that's good to hear. So thankfully you don't know anyone else that was affected by any type of cancers,
no.
Tumors, or carcinomas?
No.
Got you. And what state did you use hair relaxer in?
Florida.
Florida, and then when did you start using the products and when did you stop? So what year did you start and what year did you stop?
In 2008, all the way up until 22 of August. So for quite a while.
So you started in 2008 and then you stopped in August of 2022?
Yes.
Got you. And how often did you use these products? Was it weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
About 6 times throughout the year, roughly.
So probably
yeah.
Every other month?
Yes.
Got you. How many consecutive years have you used the hair relaxer products for?
Oof. Like 14 years.
About 14 years. So you used it from 2008 to 2022?
Yes.
Gotcha. And did you take any breaks from the product or did you stop at all throughout the time?
No, not until after.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
No, just at home.
Got you. And what name brand products have you used? Or do you remember which name brand products you were using?
I use a lot of different ones, but mostly Cream of Nature. But if I couldn't find Cream of Nature, then I would use like Soft and Beautiful, Dark and Lovely, different ones, but mostly Cream of Nature because that was supposed to be the best like brand of product for my type of hair.
Okay. So mostly you're using cream of nature, but if that wasn't available, you'd find something else.
Yes.
But your go-to was cream of nature.
Yes.
Okay, got you. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
No worries. So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Oh, that was well over 2 years.
Got you. So that was a yes.
Yes, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I just have to confirm. And then do you know what type of treatment you received?
I received chemotherapy. They gave me morphine for the pain, and I did a partial hysterectomy.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that.
Thank you.
And so I have chemotherapy, morphine, and a partial hysterectomy.
Yes.
And then what was the date of your treatment?
I started treatment September 30th.
September 30th.
I started treatment almost that night I was diagnosed.
Sorry.
No, I started treatment November. I did all of that in September, and I started treatment in November. Sorry.
It's okay. You know the date?
No.
And then, so you just said you started treatment in November of 2022.
Yes.
Do you know the name of the doctor that was treating you?
Darren Salinger.
It was the same person. I see. And was there any other doctors that treated or diagnosed you?
No.
So, and then, perfect. And then just to confirm, Dr. Dalen or Darren Salinger
Yes.
diagnosed and treated you?
Yes.
Perfect. And then just 1 second, I have to copy his information in. And then I'm just going to read this information back to you for the treating doctor. I have Dr. Darren Salinger. He treats out of 975 Baptist Way, Homestead, Florida 33033.
All right.
And his phone, or the phone number I found online for the hospital, is 786-243-8000.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Email.
And then can I have the spelling on your first name, the middle initial, and your last name?
My first name is Shellena. Middle initial is R. Last name is Tillman.
Shellenar Tillman, Tillman.
Correct.
Perfect. And then this next part is for identification and HIPAA purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
Why do you need my full social? I don't feel comfortable passing that, like, on the phone.
I see. So yeah, this is on a recorded line for our attorney group. We just request a social for HIPAA purposes when they go to pull any documents that they may need for the ovarian cancer. They're going to request a social. So it's just for medical purposes, for medical records.
I can give my last four.
It's fine.
4959.
Perfect. And then when the attorneys reach out to you, they're going to request the full social. Would you be more comfortable providing it then?
Maybe.
I mean, and again, this is for HIPAA purposes. It's they're not gonna like when they reach out to, when they reach out to you, they're gonna go over everything with you, but they're not gonna. They would probably have to go. They would probably need your full social to move forward.
Okay.
I won't need it right now, but they will in the future. So is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. And then the full email I have on file is shellenat@gmail.com.
Yes.
And the main phone number is 305-432-0068. Hello.
I'm sorry, yes. I guess you couldn't hear me. The phone must have cut out.
Oh,
My
no
service
worries.
is kind of.
Sorry about
I'm
that.
standing next to. Well, I'm sitting next to the window.
Oh, I see. And I just want to confirm. So it's 305-432-0068.
Yes.
And is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
I'm over.
And then can I have your full home address, please?
651 Southwest 7th Street, Florida City, Florida 33034.
651 Southwest 7th Street, Florida City, Florida, Miami-Dade County, 33034. Perfect. Is there an apartment or like a street number or anything I can put down?
The 651 is the house number.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
I do not, but I can get them.
Okay. And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
They live with me.
Okay. And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Raymond McRae.
Raymond, RAYMOND. And then can I have a phone number and relationship to you?
My dad, and the phone number is 305-224 2983.
And I have Raymond at two, or I have Raymond at 305-224-2983.
Correct.
Before I send these documents, I just want to confirm some information with you. The spelling on the first name is Shellena R. Tillman, Tillman. And you're treated and diagnosed by Dr. Darren Salinger, 975 Baptist Way, Homestead, Florida, 33033.
Yes.
Perfect. And your date of birth is 04/20/1985.
Yes.
And then last four on the social is 4959.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send over our attorney retainer. Just let me know as soon as you have received it. It's going to come through either text message or email, okay?
Okay. Okay, I got it through a text message.
Awesome. And then as soon as you do click on the link, it's going to ask you, or it's going to take you to a page that asks you to review and act on these documents. Just continue through that or click next. And then after you click next, it's going to take you to the actual documents themselves. It's at the top, it's going to say hair relax for litigation. Just let me know when you're on that page.
I'm on it now.
Okay, and then there's a yellow start button on the top right. Just click that, and then it's going to have you adopt a few signatures throughout these pages. And then, as you do go through this, just make sure all information on there is correct. If, like, an address, spelling on a name, this last four of the social, date of birth, anything like that is incorrect, just let me know, and I can resend the documents.
Can you say to make sure that everything was correct?
Yeah, if you, like, as far as personal information on the document.
Everything is correct.
It's like addresses, date of birth, name, social, everything is spelled or looks correct. If not, I can resend the documents.
Okay, I just finished everything. So what else do I need to do?
Okay, so you should be good to go. You can close that page out. I'm just going to read this information back to you so I know it's all correct. I have SHELLENARTILLMAN.
Yes.
Address is 651 Southwest 7th Street, Florida City, Florida 33034.
Yes.
And your date of birth is 04/20/1985.
Yes.
And social is 4959?
Yes.
Awesome. Everything should be good to go. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours on it. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me. Or if you have any questions about the documents or the process or this case itself.
And when they reach out, what will they be reaching out about?
They're just going to go over everything that we went to, or that we spoke about today. It's going to be a lot quicker.
Oh, so the same.
Sorry?
Okay, like this. So the same with you and the lady I just spoke with. Okay.
It's just an introduction call. They're just going to get to know you. They're going to let you know how this process works. If you have any direct questions for them, I would definitely save it for them, or save it for that call. But if you want to ask me, I'm going to send you a text so you can as well.
Okay.
Perfect. I just sent you a text. If you have any other questions, just let me know. But for right now, you're good to go. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, but I haven't got that yet. Maybe it's a little slow. My end, I don't know. Okay, it just came in.
Okay, perfect. If you have any questions, you can just reach out to that number, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.